Señor presidente.
President, we have taken note of the presentation of the report. We recently participated in open consultations convened by the rapporteur on questions of interest to his mandate, which we believe to be constructive and promotes better dialogue and understanding. President, in Cuba, civil society organizations receive funds, international donations of all types, and benefit from cooperation programs with similar international organizations, and this even includes the United Nations System for Development. The law regulating the way in which civil society organizations are set up and are recognized, as well as questions relating to their funding, in particular external funding, are complete. It is a sovereign right of each country to legislate and regulate on every matter relating to civil society and its funding, which is why we understand that many of the recommendations in the report would be inapplicable in many parts of the world. Moreover, we are concerned over the reference in the report to mechanisms outside the UN system who are asked to do certain actions, and there are also references to UN bodies that have no competence in human rights matters. President, we reaffirm the importance of the special procedures giving priority to compiling and disseminating good practices as a method for work, and that they promote at any time possible dialogue.